together, I'm not talking about physical existence, remember. I'm talking about you finding a oneness with the spirit of the people, which I explained, it looks different, but it's the same, is one thing, that spirit. Yes.
Your 100 lamps then, whether they die or whether they stand, are separate and are not single. On that account, these companions of ours are all at war. No one heard of war amongst the prophets.
This is interesting. You see, look around you. All our followers are fighting with each other. It doesn't say their follower. All our followers are fighting each other, but look at the prophets. None of them is fighting with the other one. Why? Because they're not talking in the level of the animal. That's the other level, which is the spirit, which is the breath. Yes?
Because the light of the prophets was the sun. The light of our senses is lamp and candle and smoke. One dies, one lasts till daybreak. One is dim, another bright. The animal soul is kept alive by nutriment. However good or bad its state may be, it dies all the same. If this lamp dies and is extinguished, how should the neighbor's house become dark? Inasmuch as without this, the light in that house is still maintained, hence the lamp of sense perception is different in every house. This is a parable of the animal soul, not a parable of the divine soul.
You remember I told you I was giving an example, a parable, something which doesn't work, but there is no other way. So I bring it in. This is how I could explain it, that the light of the house of every single person is divided. Your thought is different than mine's. Your thinking is different than anyone's. But we are talking about one thinking system. Do you remember? What is that one? The falcon, remember? The one that hunts for the king, that the one that is looking for not food and stuff like that. All we talk about. We say, this is it. Look at it. This animal one is different. Therefore, each of us will feel different. I'm talking about human feeling, which is not different, which is one. How could I talk about it? This is the way we say it. We have this word John, which means life and a little bit of anima, a little bit of this and that, but mainly life. But we'll say there are two kind of lives, okay? One is animal life, the other one is the elevated one, enlightened one, whatever you want to call it. These are two different kind of light. These are two different kind of explanation. So, we always say animal life and a spiritual life. And these are two different ones. Animal life is personal and different in each of us, but a spiritual life is one. Do you remember how we explain it in our stories? In our stories, the trick of this oneness is when we started the creation of human being, the Adam made out of the clay, remember, and is dried out 40 years waiting for it to dry. Then what? Then a breath. He blew in it, he became alive. That's why that breath in Arabic is ruh, means the spirit, soul. All of that is the breath. Why we call it the breath? Because breath is the essence of my life. Right? I'm living with it. Is it mine? If it is yours, keep it. You will suffocate, you will die. The breath comes gives life and goes out, I have to give it back. And there is one air. Oh, this is something that physically even you don't get it. Do this. What was in it? Oh, a couple of these atoms of oxygen you took in. Adolf Hitler was blowing it out. Yes, that's what the air is. We take it in, we give it. It's not me, but I live with it. This is what that breath in our story starts from. I needed that breath to become alive. This is what the soul is all about. Here, he will say, listen, I try to explain it somehow to say that this parable, I hope it will explain it. Yes?
So in that line, is animal soul is John?
No. Is John Heivani. Then there is John Rabbani. Rab means God. Rabbani means God is holy.
Okay.
Yes.
Again, when the moon is born from the Hindu night, a light falls upon every window. Count the light of those hundred...
Excuse me, that Hindu is not good over there. It's like writing nigger, because that's what it is. Hindu at the same time means black. And they have the dark skin, and that goes like that, to call someone, I don't know, like that. But in Rumi's time, when they say Hindu, means the black one. Yes.
Count the light of those hundred houses as one, for the light of this does not remain without the other. So long as the sun is shining on the horizon, its light is a guest in every house. Again, when the spiritual sun sets, the light in all the houses disappears. This is a parable of the light, not a similitude. For you is a true guide, for the enemy a highwayman.
Pay attention. We are facing who? Imagine Rumi, who was that hot shot, big guy and millionaire and successful and all that, and Shams changed him. He's sitting down and trying to transfer what received from Shams, give to the people, right? After a couple of years, now he's talking about the fourth step of these seven, all of that, right? In this paragraph, which he titled it Explanation of, and maybe that explanation is not that much to you. If you knew Arabic language, then that sharh has a lot of stuff in it. He said, let me explain it. Look at this single paragraph. He had to repeat it several times that I'm bringing the example, but the example will not do. Please do not take my example physically and think about it and change it to something else. Here I'm trying to explain the other dimension of life, which is for all of us. There we are, one. There is no difference between this lover and that lover. We are talking about that quality, yes?
That evil-natured person resembles a spider. He weaves stinking veils. Of his own gossamer, he made a veil over the light. He made the eye of his apprehension blind. If one takes hold of a horse's neck, he gains advantage. And if he takes hold of its leg, he receives a kick. Do not mount the restive horse without a bridle. Make reason and religion your leader, and farewell. Do not look scornfully and contemptuously on this quest, for in this way there is self-denial and grievous anguish to souls.
You see, the ending? He knows that he did some magic here, and it depends who is thinking what and blah, blah, blah. So he said, listen, this is the example I brought you. I hope it will help you. I hope it's not like that spider that will do this pattern and he thinks that he's stopping the light and doing something. Or a horse. A horse. If a horse is not tamed, you can do nothing with it. Whatever you do, you will get some kick. Therefore, what I'm suggesting is you have a horse. Don't you? Yes, we talked about it. This physical existence, the ego, is the combination of a couple of animals. And the horse is what I'm riding with, right? He will say, listen, don't ride that silly, untamed horse of you, which is your brain. You are chilling, working with your brain. He said, hey, don't follow that horse. The horse should be tamed. You should find a master to tame your horse. Then you could do whatever you like. That's how it works. But remember, you should not ride the horse of your brain. Why? Because we know your brain was made to protect you. Not all animals. We are talking beyond the logic. Remember, logic belongs to this. So don't be always logical. Because if you're logical, there is one explanation. Who is Romeo? A stupid, silly fellow. A loser. And he lost. If logical is that lover is loser. That's what the logic is all about. So try to stop the animal. I hope this explains something. گرچه برناید به جهل و زور تو لیک مسجد را برارد پور تو کرده او کرده توست ای حکیم مؤمنان را اتصالی دان قدیم مؤمنان معدود لیک ایمان یکی جسمشان معدود لیکن جان یک غیر فهم و جان که در گاه و خر است آدمی را عقل و جانی دیگر است باز غیر جان و عقل آدمی هست جانی در ولی آدمی جان حیوانی ندارد اتحاد تو مجو این اتحاد از روح باد گر خورد این نان نگردد سیران ور کشد باری نگردد او گران بلکه این شادی کند از مرگ او از حسد میرد چو بیند برگ او جان گرگان و سگان هر یک جداست متحد جانهای شیران خداست جمع گفتم جانهاشان من به اسم کن یکی جان صد بود نسبت به جسم همچون یک نور خورشید سما صد بود نسبت به صحن خانه ها لیک یک باشد همه انوارشان چون که برگیری تو دیوار از عب میان چون نماند خانه ها را قاعده مؤمنان مانند نفس واحده فرق و اشکالات آید زین مقام زان که نبود مثل این باشد مثال فرها بی حد بود از شخص شیر تا به شخص آدمی زاد دلیر لیک در وقت مثال ای خوش نظر اتحاد از روی جانبازی نگر کان دلیر آخر مثال شیر بود نیست مثل شیر در جمله حدود متحد نقشی ندارد این سرا تا که مثلی وانمایم من تو را هم مثال ناقصی دست آورم تا زهیرانی خرد را باخ شب به هر خانه چراغی می نهم تا به نور آن ظلمت می رهم آن چراغ این تن بود نورش چو جان پس محتاج فتیل و این و آن چراغ شش فتیله این حواس جملگی بر خواب و خور دارد اساس بی خور و بی خواب نزید نیم دم با خور و با خواب هم نزید نیز هم بی فتیل و روغنش نبود بقا با فتیل روغن و هم بی وفا زن که نور علتیش مرگ جوست چون زیاده که روز روشن مرگ اوست جمله حسهای بشر هم بی بقاست زن که پیش نور روز حشر لاست نور حس و جان بابایان ما نیست کلی فانی و لا چون گیا لیک مانند ستاره و ماهتاب جمله محو از شعاع آقا آن چنان